KJAN Sports.
Time now for Chicka Sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And take a look at the latest sports this morning here for you here on KJN. Starting off with high school basketball scores for you from last night, and we'll start off on the boys' side. Bondurant Farrar was a 66-47 winner over ADM. Boone beat Perry 48-42. Bowyer Valley over Ridgeview 57-43. Carroll topped South Central Calhoun 66-43. Corinda Academy over Essex 62-33. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was a winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton 56-52. Creston, a 53-41 winner over Glenwood. It was Dallas Center Grimes over Winterset, 70-58. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna, 45-39. Guthrie Center was a winner over Woodward Academy, 49-48. Harlan beat Denison Schleswig, 61-56. Heartland Christian over Stanton, 65-48. Humboldt beat Eagle Grove, 74-39. It was IKM Manning over Maple Valley, Anthon Otto, 54-43. Kemper Catholic, a win last night here in Atlantic over the Atlantic Trojans, 64-57, as Atlantic loses their first game of the season. Nottoway Valley beat Corning, 87-16. It was Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard, 57-55. Orient Maxburg over Iowa Christian Academy, 57-43. Red Oak beat Corinda, 67-47. Oakland Riverside was a 67-46 winner over Griswold. Sydney beat East Mills, 57-42. Trainer beat AHST, 57-25. Tri-Center was a 57-34 winner over Missouri Valley. And Villisca beat South Page, 71-64. In girls basketball action last night, it was Dare Casey over Cam, 54-35. Ankeny Christian Academy, 60-33 over Glidden Ralston. Audubon beat Underwood, 61-35. Bondurant Farrar over ADM, 59-42. Corinda beat Red Oak, 47-43. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, a 67-59 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Essex beat Corinda Academy, 59-28. Xyra EHK over Peyton Sherdan, 44-37. Fremont Mills beat Nishnabotna 50-48. It was Glenwood over Creston 51-34. Griswold beat Riverside 51-42. Harlan over Denison Schleswig 42-26. IKM Manning beat Maple Valley Anthon Otto 55-19. Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 58-34. Nottoway Valley beat Corning 48-44. Old Bud Arthur Battle Creek Idaho over Charter Oak Utah 60-27, the final there. Omaha Ron Kelly beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 43-21. South Central Calhoun over Carroll 55-53. Stanton over Heartland Christian 60-36. It was Trainer over AHST 63-33. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 46-33. Winterset over Dallas Center Grimes 49-46. And also it was Woodbury Central over West Harrison 77-32. And Woodward Granger beat Madrid 56-18 in girls basketball play last night. Turning our attention here to college basketball, Aaron White had 18 points to lead Iowa past rival Iowa State 80-71 last night, snapping a three-game losing streak against the Cyclones. Freshman point guard Anthony Clemens added a season-high 14 points and 8 assists for the Hawkeyes, who also beat Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg for the first time in 3 tries. Iowa blew a 10-point lead in the first half, but the Hawkeyes took control with an 8-0 run to start the second half and led the rest of the way. Iowa improved to 7-0 at home this season, while the Cyclones lost for the third time in 5 games. Corey Lucius and Percy Gibson each scored 14 points for Iowa State. Will Clyburn, the leading scorer for the Cyclones this season, was held scoreless in the contest and spent most of the game on the bench. Also, another scores for you from the NBA last night. It was Philadelphia over Boston in overtime, 95-94. Denver beat Indiana, 92-89. Chicago over Detroit, 108-104. Golden State beat Brooklyn, 109-102. Atlanta, 104-95 over Washington. Minnesota, 91-73 over Cleveland. Memphis beat New Orleans, 96-89. Milwaukee over Charlotte, 108-93. San Antonio, 114-92 over Houston. Utah, 131-99 over Toronto. It was Oklahoma City, 114-108 over the L.A. Lakers. And Sacramento beat Orlando, 91-82. In top 25 women's college basketball, Kentucky beat DePaul, 96-64. And it was number 11, Cal, an 84-46 winner over Cal State Bakersfield. Also on the ice last night, Ryan Walters had two goals and two assists to help Nebraska-Omaha hold off St. Cloud State 6-5. Walters had eight goals and 13 assists during an eight-game point streak. Matt White chipped in a goal and two assists for the Mavericks. Dominic Zombo and Bryce Anelowski had a goal and assist each. David Morley countered for the Huskies with three goals and an assist. And it was Kale Kosila chipping in two goals for St. Cloud State, which outshot Nebraska-Omaha 34-27. And John Faulkner backstopped the win for the Mavericks, turning away 29 shots as UNO gets the win there last night in college hockey. Police have released video of officers responding after Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher shot his girlfriend and later himself. Two dashboard videos were released on Friday night, nearly a week after Belcher killed Cassandra Perkins at their home and then drove to the team stadium and shot himself on December 1st. The first video shows officers finding Belcher asleep in his parked car around 3 a.m. that day outside of an apartment complex. Police say he told officers he was there to visit a woman who wasn't home, but that a woman eventually let Belcher into the building. The second video was recorded as a patrol car responds 5 hours later to Arrowhead Stadium. Police radio catches officers confirming that there's been a shooting connected to Belcher and later that he's armed at the stadium. And in other sporting news, Saturday is the 84th day of the NHL labor lockout, and the two sides say they have no new ideas on how to settle the dispute, and then has talks have evaporated. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says he sees no reason nor any intention of reaching out to the union right now. The University of Tennessee is turning to former Cincinnati coach Butch Jones to revitalize a volunteers program that suffered three straight losing seasons under Derek Dooley. Jones is the Vols' fourth coach in 6 years. That's a look at the latest sports this morning here for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.